Welcome in Daily Editorial number two today. Jimmy and I talked earlier about the situation with the COVID, with the booster, etc., etc. I did just a smidgen of research on that, actually more than a smidgen of research on that. And what I have found out since this morning's interview is that it would appear that the vaccine, in terms of the effectiveness of the second booster, according to Pfizer anyway, apparently the herd mentality situation is much more effective than the booster. Now, having said that, I asked a neighbor of mine who I asked him to help me out a little bit with some research in terms of the actuality of the booster. And he said, I don't care about the actuality of the booster. It makes no difference to me. It's very important that I meet with my sister here in a couple of weeks. I have to get on an airplane and fly to Southern California in order to meet with her. If I don't get a booster, and if I don't take a COVID test within the time frame that the airlines demands it because of the government, I can't go and see her. That's about as gut-wrenching as I can imagine, Jim. We are told exactly what we can do and what we can't do.
Well, in Canada, that's the rule now. In fact, I think at the first of the month, you cannot travel without being fully vaccinated, having a vaccination card. In Los Angeles County, you can't go in there, or I guess in Los Angeles City, you can't go in anywhere without a vaccination card. But so far, there is no requirement for people to have vaccinations to fly in the U.S. They haven't. I think the administration, the Biden regime, is willing to push that far, but it hasn't actually happened yet. So I don't know why he would say that, because it's not actually the law in America yet, the edict, because none of these things have been laws. They haven't been passed by legislators. They've been passed by despotic kings that decide they're going to make these decisions.
Yeah. You wanted to talk about a person. I'm not going to ask you to give their names, but you know a person who is highly, highly qualified in terms of experience and in terms of education. You asked that individual to please do some research for you on the vaccine and on the booster. What did that person come up with, Jim?
So the person I'm talking to is a neurobioscience, a PhD last few months of completing a PhD program at University of California, San Francisco, UCSF, one of the most respected scientific research and biological research institutions in the world. And this individual was asked by a family member to do research because they were told they may have to have the booster. She went and did an extensive amount of research, and she found no justification and no research that actually supports booster shots at all. And in fact, what we're seeing with very large studies is, in fact, the second shot actually fades within 5 months, and the boosters fade very quickly after that. So she was somewhat surprised. She was forced to take the vaccinations in order to go back to work in her research lab. The individual that I'm talking about. But she basically is like, there's no justification at this point. The one study that was submitted for the FDA approval for the booster shots was actually conducted by Pfizer, and it only had 300 participants in the study and nobody over the age of 65. And that's what they went to the FDA with. And the FDA Advisory Council, and I think we mentioned this in a previous show, the FDA Advisory Council, scientists that are actually there to advise on vaccinations and these types of treatments, voted 16 to 2 to not approve booster shots. The advisory committee, I just want to reiterate that, the advisory committee to the FDA advised 16 to 2 not to mandate booster shots, not even to approve them. the FDA leadership under this Biden regime still went forward and began selling the booster shot. And the first thing they did was they had Joe Biden go in a fabricated stage, not even in the White House, but pretend stage to take a booster shot to show what's happening out there. This is surreal. This is something out of like some sort of dystopian nightmare. And I can't believe that so many people in American corporate media are continuing to push these agendas in support of the Biden regime.
Well, here's a very interesting comment made by CFS. He says, quote, "Most scary to me is the graphene oxide content in vaccines. It really worries me because graphene oxide is a proven carcinogen, and the spike protein present in the vaccine is known to suppress a receptor necessary and part of innate immune systems, which suppresses cancer growth. Combine this with early reports of vaccinated people exhibiting very high cancer incidence after just a year of vaccines being available, and everyone should be alarmed." CFS, I agree 100%. Jimmy, comment on that?
Yeah, no, I agree with CSF on this. The information that is coming out on these vaccines is they're not what they've been sold as, and they're dangerous. And we do not know the long-term implications of massive vaccination processes. And the only way that they can continue down this road is if they get more authoritarian, similar to what's happening in Melbourne, Australia, and Victoria, Australia, where the government is just absolutely mandating and forcing people, or what's happening in Canada with Justin Trudeau. You know, you will not travel for Thanksgiving. You will not travel the holidays unless you get vaccinations. And then they're using law enforcement to try to enforce these rules. And of course, fines and these federal violations that they're using, you know, that means they're going to have to get more aggressive, more assertive in order to shut people's lives down. And if that's the case, then you know what? They deserve what they get. And I tend to think they're going to create violence. I think they're going to and this is what everyone ought to understand and I'll think about. People like Susan Rice, people like Ron Klein, the chief of staff for the Biden regime right now, Susan Rice, the political advisor, Barack Obama in the background, and some of these other key, Jake Sullivan, national security advisor, some of these other members of the Biden regime may actually be attempting to force people into a situation where they get violent, and that gives them justification to take away Second Amendment rights in America. I think that may be a bigger agenda that's going on here, so they could confiscate individual weapons so that they can use justification like they tried to with January 6th to take away individual rights, and that they could become more authoritarian. And that's exactly what's happening. They were using this, certain leaders around the country, and of course the Biden regime, are using this to become more powerful and more authoritarian in order to politically gain something. And oh my God, if it continues down this road, we've lost our nation.
Boy, I gotta tell you, I'm really starting to wonder. I'm gonna do an awful lot of research on this. I've got one more evening I'm gonna spend on it. I know that sounds like it isn't very much. But I'm going to go to a source that I have a lot of respect for, and I'm going to see what they have to say, and we can talk about that if I can reach this individual tonight. Jimmy and I can report on what I find out tomorrow morning on our editorial.
So listeners.
I'm sorry, one other thing. Irish Tony, yeah, you asked me to read a comment from the yesterday's deal, and you said, "Al, what the hell is going on with the KE report? Today's podcast is a repeat of yesterday's podcast." Tony, remember what you were like mentally when your wife died? That's all I can say. Yes, I screwed up. Please put it in a little kinder verbiage, if you could, in a comment. What the hell is going on with the KE report? I'm sorry I messed up. Jimmy brought that to my attention. I apologize. At least Ebelon says, Eddie, he says, "You got a good memory," referring to you, Tony. "Afraid many here did not notice."
Yeah.
And then CFS comes on and says, "Irish, I fear Big Al's health. Iris says high CFS, that may be the case. After all, he did take the poison jab for reasons I can understand. But for years, his life has been on hold due to his beloved wife having serious health issues. He has devoted those years to looking after Kathy, and now that Kathy has passed, he is able to travel to do the things he could do over that time. I don't blame him for that. It's a natural thing to do. It helps him to cope with his loss and grief. Al, if you read this, please understand that there was no disrespect aimed at you. I did a similar thing when I lost my soulmate. God bless you, Tony. You guys, I'm going to get better and better every single day. Thank you very much. Jimmy, any final comments on this one?
Yeah, well, there is a couple things that I think listeners need to look at. There's a new study in, hold on just a second. There's a new study in Florida that shows that masking kids makes absolutely no difference. And there's another global study that looks at that vaccines are not preventing COVID-19. And both of those studies are available out there. Look at thelibertydaily.com, thelibertydaily.com. And they can, they're, it's becoming more and more evident that we've been, the wool's been pulled over people's eyes and the propaganda has been just intense. And of course, Al, we know that you're going through challenges. And of course, we appreciate you doing this show and giving this forum. And of course, we all make mistakes, so don't worry about it. It happens, man.
It happens, man. I know it happens. It's going to happen less and less and less. I'm doing the best I can. You know, whoever gave me the advice, and I think it was you, Tony, Al can do whatever he wants now. He can travel, etc., etc. I got no desire. The only desire I have is going an awful lot deeper than that, and I'm getting through it with friends like Jim McKinney, Tony, you, CFS, you, Jerry, you, and other friends that I certainly have. I'm getting an awful lot of support, and I hate to show my weakness, but I very definitely need that support. Jimmy, if you have anything else you want to say, please do it now, and we're going to stop recording for today. Be back tomorrow.
No, let's get back tomorrow and get a good weekend show.
There you go. We will. Thanks, Jim.
You bet.